time is 8:46. Getting colder out there, 23 degrees in downtown Holland. And time to check in with Doug Zylstra. Doug is the chair of the Ottawa County Democratic Party. Doug, good morning. Good to have you on. Good
morning. Hey, thanks, Brent, for having me on.
I haven't talked to you in a while. It's been Gary doing the every other week thing, so you and I haven't seen each other for a while. So how's everything been going?
We're doing good.
Kind of a quiet time of year right now. Not a lot of big election things going on or anything. A
lot of planning, though.
I bet there is a lot of planning. And let's talk about the State of the State address from last week. What did you think about the governor's speech?
No, I like a lot of what he said. I mean, he said some things about pre-K education that I think a lot of us like on both sides. I liked what he said about the call for civility. I think that in one sense that can mask, at least on our side, that a lot of Republican policies seem to be very anti-LGBT people. And,
let's tell everybody, in case they don't know what that stands for.
It's
okay.
I think what the governor was trying to say and was that maybe Dave Ageman was talking about gay people, Muslim people,
Well, but you said LGBT, that's lesbian,
right, lesbian,
gay,
bisexual,
and transgender. Okay,
right.
Just in case people don't know that abbreviation, but go
right.
ahead.
So I think calling for civility is great, but I think enacting policies that are going to help bring those people into a wider community is what we're looking for in our Senate candidate, Gary Peters, and what we try to enact in our policies. And I think that when we look at Republicans saying that, we say, that's great, that's a good first step. But we need to go a bit farther.
And you mentioned Muslims in there too.
Well, I think that part of what Representative Ageman was talking about, or former Representative Ageman was that. And I'm not on his Facebook page. I don't really read exactly everything he writes, but just a long diatribe about Muslim populations and how he views them, and maybe not in the best light. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you think about the ad, the Gary Peters ad? The new one that's out.
Well, I think if you are of the mindset that the Affordable Care Act should be repealed, then you're going to like that ad. Mm-hmm. I think the majority of Michiganders want to see the Affordable Care Act rolled out, want to see the benefits and see, over 2 or 3 years, how is it going to play out? And let's just not, curtail it right now like Terry Land wants to do and this ad presupposes. So
I think there's probably a lot of sentiment for both sides. I think there's a lot of people holding their breath. See how it's going to what's going to happen over the next few years. And I think that's the big misnomer. We're not really sure where it's going to go at this point.
Right, I think we just got to give it time. And it's a very, people say, it's easy to say, just give this time. But the reality is, it's a big law, and it's got a lot of consequences.
It's a big law.
It's got a lot of costs and a lot of benefits. And I don't want to hide the fact that, there are both. Mm-hmm. And we just need to see how that plays out and give that time.
All right, very good. Doug Zylstra, the chair of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, thank you for being here.
Hey,
and
thanks a lot,
Brent. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. All right, give us your website again if people want more information.
It's OttawaDems, OttawaDems.com.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Right.
Talk to you back in 2 weeks.